Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You have big plans for your property, and that calls for a Bobcat compact tractor. Your Bobcat dealer can match you with the perfect machine. Choose from 15 models, 4 different transmission types, and engine horsepower ranging from 21 to 58. With the option of an open station or enclosed cab, plus a variety of attachments and implements, you can accomplish your toughest jobs. Find a dealer near you. Bobcat.com/CT dealer.
Love your propane grill? Well, life just got a little easier with Propane Taxi. Stop lugging that tank. Propane Taxi is a propane grill tank home delivery service that's ridiculously easy and convenient. Just go online, choose a delivery date, and Propane Taxi delivers grill tanks straight to your door. You can exchange any brand of tank. And right now, new customers get their first tank exchange for $10 with promo code TANK10. That's $10 for your first tank exchange with promo code TANK10. Visit PropaneTaxi.com. No contact, no commitment, no problem.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, friends? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Coming up, common things we're doing, we don't even know we're doing, and it's making us look a lot older. We don't want to. It's fine if you get older, but not older than you should look. We're making all these mistakes. I will read you that coming up in a bit. I love when I walk in here and I look at the phone screen and we're just flush of callers.
Already, huh?
As soon as we go on the air, I love it. Let's go over and talk to Michelle in Virginia. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I have a question for you. I'm actually on a road trip. I'm traveling from Florida to the Adirondack Mountains in New York, and I was wondering if you had any good recommendations for Audible books.
Yeah, Bare Bones by me, Bobby Bones. And then when you're done with that, because I don't want it to be too much about me, Fail Until You Don't by Bobby Bones.
Do you read Bare Bones too?
I read both of them.
Yeah, they're both his voice.
Got it.
And then Amy does some of the second one with me.
Yeah, I have a cameo.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't even pay $35 like Ray does for his.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. You know, it just is to your liking of what kind of books you like to read. I don't like fiction books. I feel like if I'm reading, I should be learning something, which sometimes makes my reading experience not that enjoyable.
Right.
But, I'm more of a nonfiction type guy. Do you want to give her some recommendations?
Well, I'm looking through my list right now of my what I'm listening to, and they're all heavy therapeutic stuff, so that would be
like
slow.
What?
Well, The Body Keeps the Score, Codependent No More.
I mean, that sounds good.
Maybe You Should Talk to Someone.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's a good one that was really helpful?
I like we're learning about you right now. Oh. With all your books, though. Like, she may not read these, but these are about you.
Really liked The Obstacle is the Way.
Fantastic. Like, one of my favorite books ever.
Mm-hmm. So that would
and
be...
And it's a quick read.
It's pretty quick. And then, but I think... Oh, I Am a Lala, but that's for my daughter's seventh grade project. So I think I love any, like, you can just go and look up... like a John Grisham type thing, if you like a more of a suspenseful situation. But if Hunger Games is always good, if you never listened to that or read that's entertaining.
It's hard. It's like when someone goes, "Hey, tell me a movie to watch." Well, who are you?
Yeah, don't know.
What
anything.
Do you like?
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to Bare Bones.
Waking the Tiger. It's another one for your mental health.
Oh,
Michelle, I think we learned more about Amy this segment than helped you. But I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go over to Crystal, who is in Tennessee. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Yes. I was just wondering, I live in Tennessee, and are the Raging Idiots, do they do any shows in Tennessee?
Let me ask them. We're not right now. We're not doing a lot of shows this year. We have two festivals that we're doing, September festivals in Wichita and then in Texas, Central Texas. We have a couple shows that we didn't get to do before pandemic we're making up. Other than that, that's all we're doing right now, so not yet. But I'm telling you, we may win a CMA or an ACM for a certain song we did.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Do you know
in
about
what
this?
What category?
They do. You know how they do the musician awards?
Yes.
Like best guitar player, best banjo player. in our song Fanny Pack, hear me now, but I do a zipper solo that hasn't been given the respect it deserves.
What is zipper?
It's a zipper. This whole song's about having a fanny pack.
I know. So you just play the zipper solo, I'm doing zip 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 zip. That's probably never been done before.
Right.
And how this doesn't win a CMA, I don't know. Would you like to hear some of Fanny Pack?
Yes.
This song is about, well, fanny packs.
So deep.
It is. And well, it's a very short song. We'll play some of it here, but listen for the zipper solo.
With a lot to do, but my pants didn't have enough pocket room. I got my keys, my phone, my chapstick too. Good thing I got a pouch like a kangaroo.
Fanny pack, fanny pack.
If you need a rubber band or a real light snack, if you need an EpiPen to bring your granny back,
fanny pack.
Okay, I'm walking down the street, all eyes on me. What's that around my waist in neon green? I'm zipped in the front and snapped in the back. Y'all already know that's my fanny pack. If you need a ukulele or an almanac, if you need a fuel filter for your Pontiac, it's in my fanny pack.
I'm a modern day Mary Poppins. Wherever I go, you know I'm rocking that
F-A-N-N-Y, packed to the max right above my fly. To the max right above my fly.
Here it is. Here it is. Listen to me. That's it. See?
That's impressive.
You ever hear that in another song?
No.
It's a zipper solo.
Yeah.
If we aren't recognized by the ACMs or CMAs for the first ever zipper solo in a song, I'm out of this town.
Oh. You just move out?
Yeah. I'm out of this
Quit.
Town.
Oh, boy.
Show me another. Show me a Charlie Warsham playing the zipper solo.
Can't.
Anyway, thank you for that question, Crystal. It's that time of the morning. Let's dip into the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm 3 months pregnant with my second child. We just found out we're having a girl. My firstborn is a boy named Lincoln. Link for short. I actually got the idea from Amy.
Yeah, I was about to say, I love that.
While we only just found out we're having a girl, I feel like we've gone through so many names and nothing is sitting right with me yet. I wanted to see if there's any names that you guys wouldn't share for us to name our kid. I've made suggestions, as in show member names, but my husband isn't going for any of them. He's not a fan like I am. Thanks so much from a loyal podcast listener, Jen. You get one name to recommend to her.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is good.
One name and one name only. It's a girl name. What do you recommend? Amy.
I guess she already ran Amy by him, maybe. Because she said she suggested people from the show. I really like the name Emma. Like, I would do
like
that.
Like Friends.
Yes, probably. Well, maybe that's why I like it so much. But I think it's such a cute name.
You know what name I like? And what? It's not a cool hipster name. I like Taylor for a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor's great.
So cute.
And I didn't really think about Taylor Swift till I said that, but I think Taylor's cool for a girl. It's also cool for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you make fun of for the name Taylor? I think about that too. I see a bunch of names. Taming Taylor.
Yeah,
you know? It's hard. It's hard to find something to make fun of Taylor about with a name. Eddie?
So I was blessed with 4 boys in my life, so I never got to name a girl. But I always said, if we were going to name a girl, we were going to call her Fiona.
As in Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple. Fiona from Shrek, whatever.
That's the other Fiona,
I love Shrek. The name Fiona.
Lunchbox?
Well, in first grade, the girl sat next to me. Her name was Candy, and I thought that was a great name. And I always thought, man, that's a good girl name.
Can I say this, Jen? Don't name your kid Candy.
No.
Although Candace is cool. I do like Candace.
Her name was Candy.
But you're going straight Candy.
Candy.
Right.
And I thought that was a cool name.
Yeah.
Raymundo, you want to suggest a name?
Yeah, I've always thought, and I've even been talking to Bay about it a little bit, guy or girl, I love the name Dansby.
What?
It's unique. I haven't met a lot of girls with Dansby.
It is unique.
Have you ever met one girl?
I've been thinking about the name Hippopotamus. It's unique. Yes, it is. It is very unique. Dansby. Okay. Yeah. I've never heard of anyone named Dansby. Period.
There is a Major League Baseball player with that name, and that might be the only one, but I read it in a book somewhere, and I just thought it was so neat and unique.
You read a book?
Morgan, what about you?
I would suggest one of my middle names because I really like it. It's Lane, L-A-Y-N-E, and I have always adored that name. I wish it was my name.
I think Bobby with an I is great.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't run that by him as a...
as a, yeah, show name.
B-O-B-B-I. All right, that's our suggestions. Scuba Steve, do you have one?
I like Claire. Claire's kind of nice. It's pretty, very beautiful.
Kind of nice. He's like, he's like, Claire's kind of nice. It's somewhat beautiful. All right, Jen, we hope that helps. Thank you for emailing us. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So graduation season is right around the corner, and graduating is a milestone moment that deserves to be recognized. You can mark the occasion with a jewelry gift from Pandora that celebrates their accomplishments. Solid sterling silver jewelry, expertly crafted and hand-finished in genuine metals. It's really perfect for everyday wear or special occasions, and Pandora is the perfect gift for yourself or someone else, like a graduate in your life. They've got charms, earrings, bracelets, necklaces, rings, and so much more. And they're made to celebrate and display the confidence and passions of the people that wear them. And you can now shop safely in-store with their knowledgeable store associates to help you select the perfect gift. So no matter what the occasion, effortless elegance is always a win. That's why you can't go wrong with a gift from Pandora. Celebrate every moment with versatile and easy-to-style jewelry. To view the full collection, visit Pandora.net.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini is headed out on tour with the Jonas Brothers. The Remember This tour kicks off in Las Vegas in August. Tickets go on sale May 27th. Sam Hunt talked about writing his latest song, Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s.
My buddy Josh Osborne called me one afternoon when I was driving home from Nashville, and he called me and said, I had this idea, I bet Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s. He said, I feel like it sounds like you, and I was like, man, I love it. Let's write that. Fast forward several months, and I would put Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s on the track list before we even wrote the song. So I knew I had to get it right.
Lady A is headed out on tour starting in July. They announced the What a Song Can Do tour with special guests Carly Pearce, Nico Moon, and Tennille Arts. Tickets go on sale May 28th. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Brandon Bear is an ex-NFL player. He's in Idaho last week when he sees a semi, boom, get hit by a train. And the driver is pinned in the semi. And he's like, what am I going to do? I got to go get the guy. So he goes, boom, boom, punches out a window, crawls in. Dang. The guy undoes his seatbelt. And then him and the driver work. And they break the steering wheel because he can't get out because he's so crunched up. Break the steering wheel off and pull the guy out. Seconds later, cab fully in flames.
Wow. That's amazing.
Like a movie?
Just like a movie.
I mean, I didn't know you could break a steering wheel off.
And luckily, he was there because I don't think anyone like you, me, Lunchbox could break a steering wheel.
Hey, don't put me in this, bud.
Oh.
I've been doing that. I'm going to tell you. I've been doing a little bit of curls on the Peloton.
Okay, well, maybe you just pull that steering wheel right out.
I don't want to put me in that mix. You want more muscle?
No, I'm good. I trust you.
That's a good story. What's his name?
His name is Brandon Bear, and he said, I'm no hero. Everybody would have done
it. He's a hero.
And that's pretty much standard line, right, if you're a hero?
Right, you say you're not.
Yeah, you have to say you're not a hero.
I don't.
Then that's when people go, you're a hero.
Well, unless you're a kid, because all the kids are always like, yeah, I'm a hero. Absolutely.
At what age? 21? Do you have to start going, I'm no hero?
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good story. That is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over and talk to Ronnie in Georgia. Ronnie, how are you, bud?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are y'all? Good morning, studio.
Morning. What's going on?
Oh, man, I got a question for Amy if she's available.
I'm right here.
Oh, well, I run a motor grader for a living, and I got this bird that had made a nest on the inside of my motor grader, inside of one of the parts on the outside, and got baby birds in it, and I don't know whether I should mess with it or leave it alone. When I go back and park every day, the mama bird's always there waiting to feed them, so I don't know if to take them off or leave them. I just ain't all. I was always told don't mess with them because the mama might not mess with them if you mess with them.
Well, I mean, I would say that you should leave them be. If they're in any danger, though, then I would love for you to remove them. I think that the human touching the nest thing is a myth.
It is a myth, yeah.
But, you know, as long if they're happy, then maybe don't mess with them. But if they're in any danger, then maybe you should relocate them.
Oh, no, they're not in any kind of danger. I mean, other than just riding with me.
Well, maybe they like hanging out with you. That's cool. I'm jealous.
I'd like to hang out with you, Ronnie. Sound like a good guy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I listen to y'all every morning. I got one of them fortunate jobs. I can listen to the radio all morning, so I get to hear all of the show and listen to some of the podcast afterwards. So.
Well, we appreciate that, Ronnie. Good luck with those birds. Thanks for calling us. Hope you have a great day, man.
All right, man. You too, bro.
All right, see you later. Amy's now the bird expert. Did you see what just happened here? Like, our show took it graduated to people now calling how to not kill birds.
Interesting.
And Amy gives her expertise.
I love my birds.
Yeah. But you're supposed to say you're not an expert. That's what you tell me when I talk
about it. Oh, yeah. I am not an expert at all, but I mean, I might be able to offer a little help.
Here's the segment I was talking about earlier. Common habits that are making us look older. Like, we're doing it, we don't even realize it. Number one, drinking soda. Who drinks soda in here? Say I. Eddie, you still do?
Once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, once in a while. Every day?
No. Okay. No, no way.
If you drink these heavy sugar drinks, not only will it make you fatter, but it'll make you age faster too. It's accelerated cell aging. We don't see it, but it's happening in our faces and our bodies. Eating sugary foods. Excessive sugar in any form isn't great for the body, and it messes with collagen and elastin, which keep our skin plump. Drinking too much alcohol. If you drink too much, it's weird. Do you get dehydrated?
Yes.
Absolutely. If you drink more, you get more dehydrated.
Yes.
Which causes inflammation in the skin. Not getting enough sleep. Listen, you're not getting sleep, you're going to look and feel like crap. You may be okay for a few days, but eventually it's going to catch up with you. Smoking. We don't have any smokers here.
Nope.
Which is good. Getting too much sun. Which I credit a lot of my youthful appearance to never seeing the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Unless I have to, I ain't out there. I have no need to go outside even on a nice day to go outside for a nice day. But the sun does that. And then stress. Research from Harvard Medical School says that chronic stress ages you even more rapidly than food or chemicals in your body. And that it's all about... And sleep is a great way. If you can sleep... It's hard, though, when you're stressed out to sleep, right? Because you're just like, oh, my goodness. But sleep also helps anxiety. There you go. And get a sleep number bed. I turned it into a commercial. No, but I'm serious. Sleep is such a big part of it. So those are the things. Those are common things that are making us look older. I feel pretty good about it. I don't drink soda. I do love cake. Any luck with the Great American Cookie Company CEO? I just want to tell that guy how good a job he's doing, or girl, or what... Whomever it is.
The corporate office has not responded yet. Of course, so we're still waiting.
Okay. You're on the clock. Who wants to talk to CEOs but me? Am I the...
Right.
I like it. I think it's awesome.
Steven Russo is the CEO of Great American Cookie Company.
Where does he live?
It doesn't say,
the
but
mall?
I'll tell you. Yes, he lives in the food court.
All the malls.
At Sonic, who I've tried to get that CEO on as well, I was on my app. Nerds were not available to be ordered for a Bobby Water.
Anymore?
I don't know if they took Nerds off the menu.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I put my hands on my head. I was like, no.
You might need to talk to the CEO of Nerds.
I know. Can we get the CEO of Nerds on?
They're not available, man.
Yeah, I can work on that one as well. I feel like that's Willy Wonka.
Sure.
the chocolate factory, they make those?
It is, yeah.
Everybody's got a busy life, and every day there are times when you can all use a little less stress and more fiends, as in best fiends. The unputdownable 5-star rated puzzle game that will keep you coming back for more. Download Best Fiends from the App Store or Google Play for free and escape into a world of challenging puzzles that keep your brain challenged without stressing you out. See, Best Fiends is all about solving puzzles that are fun. Once you start, good luck stopping. You'll always find yourself making time to complete just one more level. And man, does Best Fiends have a lot of levels, over 5,000 of them. And there's something new every day. Maybe you'll become obsessed with collecting all the fun characters. There are tons of those too. Which fiend will be your favorite? You'll want to collect every one of them. Join the fun. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends, on the App Store and Google Play for free today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. If you haven't tried it yet, I don't know why you haven't. I talk about it all the time. I think you'll love it. Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. Go check it out today. It is Championship Thursday here on the show as we play Amy versus Lunchbox. This is the game that will decide the championship. Come on, here we go.
Yeah!
All right. At one point, Amy was down 4-0 as they played a 5, but she has won 4 in a row. could be the greatest comeback in the history.
That's why they call me the comeback kid.
Could, did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Could be the biggest choke job ever if Lunchbox loses. Oh, she's already grabbing her throat. Or, yeah, I could just win a championship.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so we Googled trivia questions for men, trivia questions for women, and then we ask Amy the questions for men, Lunchbox the questions for women. Amy, are you ready? You get three questions.
Ready.
Let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. Dennis Rodman is a five-time NBA champion. He won two with the Detroit Pistons, but he won three with another NBA team. Mm-hmm. What team did Dennis Rodman win three NBA championships with?
Chicago Bulls.
Wow.
He's good.
Mm-hmm. I watched a Michael Jordan documentary.
Okay. Question number two.
Yes.
What does the odometer tell you about a car? The odometer.
I don't know what you call this. I mean, is it the speedometer that's the speed? So the, or is it the odometer? And I just call it the speedometer because, shoot! Okay, speed or mileage? The odometer? I mean, it can't be speed. That's the speedometer, right? Okay, this is so important.
What does the odometer tell you about a car?
The mileage.
Mileage? Correct.
Wow.
It is the speedometer, right? Isn't that the official thing?
I have no idea.
Because then I was second guessing, like, is it even called the speedometer?
Me too.
You're right.
Okay, here we go. Woo!
Amy, question number three.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, and Jeff Gordon are famous for what?
NASCAR.
Correct.
Dang.
Three for three.
Dang, wow, wow, wow. I should have said race car drivers because I don't know.
If it would have been a different...
Yeah.
You would have been wrong.
What was the last guy? Jimmy? No.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah. Is that the guy that commented on my feet?
No. That was Tony Stewart.
That was Tony Stewart.
Oh.
Yeah. That was weird.
Lunchbox.
Yep. Yeah, it was. Woo! I got
you. She just clicked, didn't it?
Yeah.
He can get all three and go to sudden death tiebreaker.
I know.
Lunchbox. If you decide to share your makeup tools with others, what disease do you run the risk of getting?
What?
If you decide to share your makeup tools with others, what disease do you run the risk of getting on your face?
Scabies. I have no idea. I don't even understand the question.
What would you have answered?
Is it a disease? I would just say bacteria.
Mm-mm, pink eye.
I was going to say a sty, but...
In your eye?
I don't know if those are contagious.
Which cosmetics company does the motto, because you're worth it, belong to?
L'Oreal.
Correct.
Whoa, good job.
Nice job.
That was the only one I know.
Oh. Nice job.
I don't know their makeup.
When hosting a formal dinner, what should be the first of all the courses?
Appetizers.
Incorrect. Soup was the answer.
It goes soup, salad... Meal, dessert.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a good dinner.
Hey, five wins in a row, and she is now the champion. Wow. Play that song. We've never seen a comeback like this before in the history of Amy versus Lunchbox.
Amy, celebrate. What are you doing?
I feel bad for Lunchbox.
We missed two.
No. I know.
I don't feel bad. I wanted you to feel good.
Okay. There you go. Well, I know, but I know how I'd feel if I was four ahead. And then someone came back and was able to beat me, that would hurt. So I don't want to like rub it in his face, but they call me the comeback kid.
There she is, the champion! Amy versus Lunchbox. Wow.
Wow.
And Abby jumped in and played 2 weeks and lost and got you two negative points.
Yes, she definitely got me behind.
Hey, Abby, let me ask you a question. Do you feel better than Amy won, even though you kind of, sabotaged the whole thing?
I know. Yes.
Okay.
I do a good job, Amy.
Thank you.
I feel terrible.
No, she won, though. It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
I know.
Amy, you are a champion.
All right.
The comeback kid.
Next week,
you're the champion. Yeah, it is what it is. But next week, we bring back Elder versus Millennial. Okay. Congratulations to Amy.
What do I get?
You just said you get a hug. What do you want? Experts say do not watch dramas before you go to bed. Watch funny shows. Because you're watching a drama, you get stressed out a little bit. You're like, oh boy, what's about to happen? And so you try to go to sleep and you're stressed, you don't get as good a sleep. So that's why I watch The Office every night. And I know what's happening. I don't have to go, I need to stay awake and see how Michael Scott does.
You already know.
I already know. I've had a few of those shows. The Honeymooners, King of Queens, Friends.
Honeymooners.
The Office. Those have been pretty much my four shows throughout my life that I watch before bed.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's now an app called Nunu that lets you charge people to make choices for you. Or they can even pay you to make a decision for them. Either way you want to spin it, but I feel like this is amazing. You can put up whatever you want, like from what you should eat for lunch or who you should go on a date with or whatever you need advice on, whatever gets the most votes, that's what you can go with.
So if you're like, oh, I'm thinking about lunch, I'm either going to go to Sonic or Chick-fil-A, you put it up and the most votes,
yeah,
and you have to do it.
And you can charge people. Like, people will pay to help make your decisions for you. I mean, and I think it can be big life stuff, which I would love for someone to make some decisions for me. That's what I tell when I'm in therapy. I'm like, can you just make this decision for me? And she's always like, unfortunately, I cannot.
Ray, why don't you get on this? You're hustling Cameo.
Sure. I mean, that sounds like an awesome app. Do I pay? But I guess I don't understand the pay thing.
It can go either way.
People pay. If you're the one doing the decisions, people can pay to make your decisions for you.
Yeah!
Yes, it says here, in bold, it is also a way for influencers to monetize what they do. You can charge for specific things or silly things, Ray, but yeah.
But you have to actually do it.
It's basically choose your own adventure and they do it for you.
You
like
have
that.
To offer some good adventures.
Then that's what I'm going
to
do.
Like, should I jump into the pile of acid or eat a cookie? It has to be like that.
Except for then you have to commit to jumping in the acid if that's what
that's
they vote
right.
for. But should you'll I, make the money.
I know, I'm down with that. Should I stay on the Bobby Bones Show or should I sleep in today? Boom, you people vote.
Yeah, see if you can figure out how to get on that app. I would pay to be a part of that.
It's called Nunu, and there's cool things like a writer might charge $20 to name a character after you in their next short story, and then you can pay it and be in a story.
Well, that sounds like you're just paying somebody to do work. Okay, see what you can find out. All right, what's next?
Okay, so I want to see what you think about this dad's cell phone rules because he completely embarrassed his teen daughter when she had a friend spend the night. So in their household, which I think this is very normal, I don't think it's anything weird, but his kids are 17, 15, and 8. And for those that have phones in the home, they may not be in their bedroom alone with the phones or the bathroom or anything like that. And when it comes time for bedtime, they turn the phones into the parents and the parents charge it in their room and then they get it back the next day. Well, a teenager was spending the night and they were like, hey, this is the cell phone rules. So if you have a phone, you have to hand it over to us.
That's crazy.
At the end of the night, because we can't just have phones in the room alone.
If it's the house rule, it's the house rule.
Boom.
Yeah, right. Well, the one kid didn't. The parents called the kid's parents and said, these are our rules. And those parents were like, okay, cool. She'll have to abide by them. But when it came down to it, she didn't want to give up her phone. So she called her parents to come pick her up.
That I also get. But the house rule is the house rule.
But then the dad just didn't know how, because like his daughter's obviously embarrassed because now at school, it's like, can't even spend the night over there because it takes up his phone.
Well, you can, but you have to give up your phone. Right. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's rules are different for different reasons.
And since we're talking about cell phones, I did read a headline, too, that more and more people are kind of getting rid of their smartphone and getting a phone where it's less addictive, where they can literally just make the phone calls.
Yeah, not me.
But I'm like, how do you do all the other things?
Exactly. I need to have the stuff that I'm addicted to. Yes, and?
And lastly, George Strait is related to Jeff Bezos.
How?
Well,
but like 90-second cousin?
No, it's like second cousins, or Bubba Strait and Jeff Bezos are like second cousins or something, which Bubba's George's son.
I wonder if George can be like, hey, Jeff, man, I hate to bother you. I know it's family, right? Can I get a couple billion?
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, I think I have son of the year here, but I'll see how it compares to like Lunchbox or something. What'd you get your mother for Mother's Day?
My mom, I gave her a phone call and said, Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, yeah. This guy I have here, he definitely wins. His name is Rick Catalonga, and he donated part of his liver to his mom for Mother's Day.
Oh. Well, the real story is if she didn't need it and he gave it to her. Otherwise, that's what you do is it's your son.
Okay, yeah. So his mom had been living with liver disease for about a decade, and it's progressed, and doctors were like, hey, we can move you up on the transplant list if you, you know, have somebody in mind. And her son got checked out. He's a match. He's 44 years old. He's a father of you know, two. And his mom was like, I really need you to stay healthy for your family. And he's like, you know what, Mom? I want you to be around for my family as well.
Ooh, got her with that
so
one.
So doctors removed 70% of his healthy liver.
Wow, you can take that much,
I guess his is going to rejuvenate.
Oh, his
regenerate.
It grows back in 2 weeks.
That's right, regenerate.
Regenerate.
Oh, that's probably what my skincare does for my face, rejuvenate.
It goes back in 2 weeks?
That's it.
The healthy person, two weeks.
Okay, well, so the surgery was successful and both are doing well. Boom.
Eddie, what'd you get your mom for Mother's Day?
A phone call, just like Lunchbox.
Okay, dang. I just want to make sure that we...
But I would have gotten her a liver if she needed one.
Y'all True. Need to step yeah. up your game. A phone call.
Morgan, what'd you get your mom?
Oh, definitely a lot of clothes. I think we got her like a massage.
There
you know.
We go.
What?
She also said we, so chip
me
in.
Me and my sister, yeah.
Depending on where you are in life, I think like if a phone call or a card is all you can do, then that absolutely is fine. But these two guys, they can do more than that.
Yeah. What do you mean? She is 1,000 miles away.
Okay, you can get her a gift card.
If I don't see her in person, a gift card. Don't
Some
count.
Books. She loves to read.
Yeah, I mean, I gave her a book for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but she never read it.
What did you give her?
What book?
Oh, boy.
The Michelle Obama book.
She didn't want to read that?
Becoming Michelle. My dad read it, so it's really good.
But she didn't want to read it?
I guess not.
It is good.
Yeah?
So, I mean, I'm not going to get her another book she hadn't read the last one.
The last time you
So when she finishes, you go, tell me, I'll get you another one when you're done with that one. You're like, you can't leave the table until you get all the food off your plate.
Basically, yeah. Why would you get her another book she ain't read the first one?
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. In 2021, it's finally okay to talk about mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. And therapy helps. What is therapy exactly? Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now, and you could use some tools to help. Maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or not dealing well with stress. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of human struggles. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. You don't even have to see your counselor on camera if you don't want to. BetterHelp assesses your needs to match you with your therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Online therapy is more affordable than in-person therapy, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Bobby. That's BetterHelp.com/Bobby. Join the millions of people finding out what therapy is really about. We have 90 seconds to figure out Amy's morning corny. It is called the investigative corny. Me, Eddie, Lunchbox, 1 minute and 30 seconds. Amy, are you ready to ask that joke?
Ready.
90 seconds starts at the end of the joke. Go ahead.
The morning corny.
What makes a joke about the post office funny?
What makes a joke about the post office funny? Go. Postage. Delivered. Stamp. Oh. Delivered stamp. Mailed.
Stamp.
What makes a joke about the post office funny?
Envelope.
It pushes Delivered. The envelope?
Oh!
Delivered on time.
It could be something with delivered, like it's delivery. Ooh, when you tell a joke, isn't it about the delivery?
Oh, that's right. So that's good too. So push the envelope. The delivery's always good.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's got to be delivery. I think pushing the envelopes.
Okay, so what's the joke again?
It's what makes a joke about the post office funny.
The delivery.
It's got to be the delivery.
How
I think
it's
you got
delivered.
It. No, it's just the delivery. You said it right the
okay,
first time.
It's the delivery. I mean, I that's like
gotta
it.
Be it.
I think that's it.
We're going to go with the delivery.
Come on.
Okay, let's see.
The morning corny.
So what makes a joke about the post office funny?
What makes a joke about the post office funny?
The delivery.
Hey! Hey! Nice job, Eddie.
All right. Now that's a team effort, guys, and that's why together we say clear eyes, full hearts,
get loose.
Pretty good one. Let's go over to the phones and let's talk to Trevor, who is in Wisconsin. Trevor, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so I've been disagreeing with my wife the last couple days. See, I believe that every household is divided into departments. Each department has a manager, and that manager is either myself or my wife. Now, my wife thinks that every responsibility in the house is equally divided amongst both of us. Yeah. So, for instance, hey, the internet's out, and I know that's my department. So I'm going to get up, I'm going to fix the internet. She wants to hang some new decorations, and then I think that's her department. What do you think?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
You
that
do?
Yeah. At least in our house, that way, everybody knows what they should be an expert in, and you know what you're over in case it breaks or a decision has to be made. Meaning, yeah, if something is messed up in the yard, I have to handle it. If not fix it, call somebody to get it fixed. Mostly it's outside inside for us, except for electronics, and I handle that as well. But Caitlin pretty much is over the inside of the house. I'm outside, aside from the internet going out, and we've just settled on that. We've never had the discussion. It just naturally fell into place. If
This guy sounds like he has a flow chart, but,
I can,
which is fine.
I like
it. They need.
You don't?
No, I like it. I think that, you know, you often hear relationships are 50-50, but in that, you're 100% responsible for your half. And
it's basically a representative democracy more than it is a full democracy, meaning you represent half the things. She represents half the things, but you're also over them.
Mm-hmm. You're each 100% responsible for your things.
You guys have run like a company. This is crazy.
Yeah. What, your house is just everybody free fall?
Yeah,
free fall?
I mean, you need help with this. I'll do that tonight. You do it tomorrow, whatever. Like, my thing is, like, the big one is the trash. On Thursdays, I take out the trash. But there are some days, some weeks, I forget. And she's like, don't worry about it. I got it this time. And it's not like we decided I'm going to do the trash. We just kind of cover each other if we need to.
Occasionally, I get covered for. But I know for the most part, I'm handling the dogs.
Right.
Especially in the evening. She'll feed them in the morning if I have to jump out quick. And she'll cover me. In the evening, I'm feeding the dogs. I'm letting Eller out in the morning. I'm, you know. But I agree with you, Trevor. Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm with you guys. It's have your set roles and you're in charge of it. I'm in charge of the trash. My wife's in charge of the cooking. And then we fight over who's in charge of the dishes. But yes, she does the dishwasher. She puts the dishes away. That's not my responsibility. So you are 100% in charge of your responsibility.
Yeah, Trevor, we tend to, as a show, agree with you. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course I like it when the show agrees with me.
Nice.
Thank you so much. But no, I think it's important to note, too, that we're both managing partners. Right? So we can always request help.
Yes, and you both have your responsibilities that you use your expertise in.
Managing partners.
I like the way he says it, though.
Yeah.
All right, Trevor, we appreciate you, but thank you for bringing that up.
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Thanks,
right.
Video.
See you later. All right, it's time to play the Bobby Feud. It's basically the Family Feud, the game show, except I'm hosting and picking the categories. Here we go. Eddie, you won last round.
All right, cool.
Then you'll also start. They asked 2,000 Americans, who is the most famous Mike or Michael in the world? 2,000 Americans, the most famous Mike or Michael. And if you get the number one answer, that's worth 1 point. If you get the number 10 answer, it's worth 10 points. All the way down, person with the most points wins. Eddie.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous Mike or Michael in the world?
I'm going to go with the most famous Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Show me Michael Jackson. Number one answer.
I'm going to go with someone that just popped out recently, did commercials for Mike's Hard Lemonade. Give me Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. All right, here you go. Number three.
Okay, let's go. Now I'm going to go with a fictional Michael. A little older. He had a lot of kids, him and his wife. Give me Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. Show me Mike Brady. Out of 10, that's where you...
That's where my old mind went.
Mike Brady? Okay, well, Eddie got 4 points total. Amy, you're up.
Oh, okay. Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I mean...
Show me Michael Jordan.
Forgot about him.
Yeah, number two answer.
Wow. I'm like, Eddie, what are you doing?
Okay.
Most famous Mike or Michael in the world. We have Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, and Mike Tyson off the board. Amy?
It gets hard. It's like, who do you choose? How many seconds do I have?
Enough.
Mike Jones?
What?
Houston rapper Mike Jones.
Hey, I like it, Mike Jones.
Show me Mike Jones. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
That's a good one.
See, Mike Brady.
Eddie?
See, it's hard.
I take back insulting you.
Thank you.
What?
She said Mike Jones.
Mike Jones is better than Michael Brady.
No, Mike Brady is better than Mike Jones. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Man, I don't have a single one.
Exactly.
The only one I have, and I don't know if he's famous, but he has computers, Michael Dell.
Ooh, good one.
That's real good.
Michael Dell. Show me Michael Dell.
I mean, that's the only mic I got.
There are still seven answers on the board here.
Are you sure? There are seven.
Who's the most famous Mike or Michael in the world?
Oh, my goodness.
If we go all around this round and nobody gets it, we're at speed round.
This is a stretch, Bones, but I'm going to go with Michael Bloomberg. Is he a real guy?
Is he a real guy?
I don't know who that guy is.
Is he a guy?
Show me. Him. Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, boy.
He is a real guy, but did not make the list. Amy?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Show me Michael Bublé.
That's good.
Good job, Amy.
Number eight.
I would have never got that.
Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Amy, a Mike or a Michael? Go ahead.
A Mike or a Michael? Mikey. Does Mikey count? Does Mikey count? Because there's that Life cereal kid, Mikey. Mikey.
Is that your answer?
Mikey, yeah.
Oh, my
God. What? Already?
Mikey likes it. Sorry, I did not make it. Lunchbox.
Okay.
Man, guys, Michael.
It's Michael. Tough.
Michael. I mean, geez, this is tough. Michael Cera. He's an actor.
Show me Michael Cera. Eddie, if you miss this, we go speed round.
No. I think I got it. Go Another ahead. Fictional character, oh, Bones. God. Give me Michael Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Or from The Office.
Yes.
Show me Michael Scott.
Oh,
dude. Well, then I'm done.
Okay.
I got nothing.
I have one.
All right, you guys have 5 seconds each. Regardless, it ends on this round.
Okay.
Amy.
Michael W. Smith.
Show me Christian singer Michael W. Smith.
Okay.
Plus five speed round.
Yeah, that's easy. Micah Angelo.
Oh, Michelangelo.
Yeah, Michelangelo. That's his name, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Michelangelo. Show me Michael Angelo.
I don't know another Mike, dude.
Eddie.
Bones, I'm going to go with John Michael Montgomery. I got nothing else.
Show me John Michael Montgomery. No, well.
Okay, wait.
No, it's over. Game's over. Amy, okay. You won.
I did?
Amy with 10 points. Eddie with 4.
I didn't get a single
Lunchbox
one.
With 0. Here they are. Let's count them down. Michael Jackson at 1. Michael Jordan at 2. Mike Tyson at 3. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
The actor at 4. Oh. At number 5, the most decorated Olympian of all time.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, I didn't even think of him.
That's tough.
Obviously.
I just read about him.
At number 6, actor on Family Ties.
Michael Keaton.
No, Michael J. Fox.
So off on that
Michael
one.
J. Fox. Dang. At number 7, Wayne Garth.
Mike
Myers.
Austin Powers, yeah. Mike Myers. At number 8, Michael Bublé. At number 9, he hosts Good Morning America and was also played for the Giants.
Oh,
Michael
Strahan.
Oh.
And at number 10, he was just vice president.
Mike Pence.
God. I'm surprised you guys struggled on that one.
Yeah,
I thought that would be easy.
I don't think we ever really quite got on.
You didn't get in the groove?
Nah.
Just have to get in the groove?
Nah. Yeah.
Something was
Amy
off.
Is our winner. Nice job, Amy. You win the Bobby Few. There she is. Just dominate. Today is your day.
Thanks.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's an 8-year-old boy in Virginia. His name is Zohib Beg, and he calls himself the Chief Kindness Officer, like CEO, but CKO, because he helps people. He likes to be kind. Last year, he helped 6,000 frontline workers to get protective gear. He got people involved, other companies, and he gave them all that. Well, this year, he was driving around D.C. with his family, and he saw all the homeless people. He said, no, I got to do something about this. He teamed up with Chick-fil-A, Bomba Socks, and Trader Joe's. He's hooked up 1,000 homeless people with food, toiletry items, and things like that. And he says, I'm not stopping here. I'm going to keep doing this. He's 8 years old. This kid is going to be rich. I'm telling you.
That's what you get from that whole story. That he's going to be rich.
Successful. And whatever he does, he's going to be so successful. 1, he knows how to organize this stuff. And 2, he's kind. This kid's going to be awesome.
I didn't take he's going to be rich.
You don't think so?
I think he's going to have a lifetime of helping others.
Philanthropic.
You have 7-year-olds.
I have 13-year-old, 7-year-old, 6-year-old, yeah.
When you hear a story about an 8-year-old doing this, I just wonder how you look at your same-aged kids.
I struggle with this because I come in here and I read these cool stories of these 8-year-olds doing stuff like that, and not once do my kids have an idea like this? Like, ever. And I even try to, like, do things. I carry water bottles in my car, and so when I see homeless people, I'm like, hey, man, grab a water bottle in the back. And they're right there, and they're on their phone or their iPads playing around. I'm like, do you see what I just did, kids? Isn't that cool? And they never sticks. So I don't know.
Do you blame you?
No, I'm telling you. I'm trying to be the role model.
Do you do it all the time, or is it like...
All the time. All the time. I have a bag of candies right there that sits in my passenger seat. If I see a homeless person, hey, man, you like some candies? Here you go. Throw them a couple boxes.
So why don't you say, like, if you have this...
We've turned into hating on Eddie here. We're not. I just wonder.
No, I think it's great, but he could. Maybe you take it up the next level if you want to get your kids involved. And if you pull up to a homeless person and you have something to give him, like... Make your kids get off their tablet or whatever and roll down the window and they hand the water bottle to them.
Not a bad
idea.
They
have the interaction and they say, hey, have a great day.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Just a thought.
We didn't mean to turn this against Eddie.
No.
I just wondered how your kid, you looked at your kids around the same age and they don't do stuff like
that. I didn't take it like that. I'm just saying that I would love to see one of my kids do something like this one of these days, but it's just not happening right now.
Well, kid, you're doing great work. 8 years old. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
After all that planning, it's happening. Your DIY closet renovation is finally becoming a reality. Question is, where do you put your things while you work? CubeSmart has you covered with month-to-month leases and self-storage solutions that make it easier to get organized. Online or in person, getting self-storage is convenient and fast. And because DIY renovations can easily go over budget, it's great that CubeSmart is offering up to 25% off your monthly rent. Say goodbye to before and hello to after with CubeSmart self-storage. Visit CubeSmart.com for more details.
On the phone is Jennifer in Idaho. Hey, Jennifer, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to call and give you guys a pretty incredible story.
Okay, we love it. What's up?
So my nephew, 2 weekends ago, he's 2 years old. He nearly drowned. We live out on a farm, and he just happened to be outside and wandered off while my sister was feeding her younger kid. She found him in the pond. She started CPR. My mother also helped, and I helped. And EMS took him, and he was transferred out life flight. They told us for 3 days he was not going to survive, or he was going to have severe brain damage because of how rough of shape he was in. We spread the word. We got prayer out. We had prayer going across the United States, people in Africa, some in the Philippines. And on day 4, he was discharged home with no deficits, absolutely 100%.
Wow. All the way back?
All the way back. He's completely the same kid he was that morning. They're calling him the Mother's Day miracle.
First of all, we're super thrilled to hear that he's going to be okay. I can imagine that you guys have been through a heck of a few days here waiting to see what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a rough few days. He was intubated and put on a cooling blanket to try and save his brain tissue, and he fought sedation. They had him at almost... an adult dose of sedation, and he fought it, and he woke up, asked for chocolate, and wanted his mama snuggles, and no deficits, none at all.
Well,
and they told us for 3 days he was not going to make it.
That is amazing. That kid beat the odds. Probably going to do some special stuff when he gets older. Well, that's fantastic, and thank you for sharing with us, and let his mom know that we are very grateful to hear that story, too.
Thanks.
Ray, can you play that?
Tell me something good.
That's fantastic.
Great news.
All right, let's go over and do the news that probably won't be as good as that.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Another day, another UFO story. This guy named George claims his drone was struck by a large flying object on the Gold Coast in January of last year. He says that something flew up out of some water and then, boom, hits his drone. The UFO only appears in 2 frames of the drone footage. Maybe people say it was a bird. But here's the thing. If these are UFOs, why do we think they're going to be so slow we can catch them in our capturing devices? They could be so fast we don't see them. We're just comparing every UFO story to what we live in, what we've created. Mm-hmm. They can move faster than we can record.
I know. It's interesting you're saying that because I was just thinking in my head, oh, wow, they're waterproof. But yeah, why wouldn't they be?
Why wouldn't they be?
Right, I know.
Another UFO story.
Interesting.
Another story, an alligator reportedly chased several people through a Wendy's parking lot in Florida. It took the combined efforts of the local sheriff's department and fire department to wrestle the animal and remove it from the area. No one was injured, and the gator was relocated to a farm in LaBelle, Florida. Alligator is running after folks.
How about that?
Trying to get his Frosty and prize. And finally, a small plane with a single pilot had to land on a highway in Arizona. Man, you know that guy's butt was puckered hard. Not only just landing in the right spot, because a road's much thinner than a runway.
Sure.
But also not landing on a car or having a car crash into you.
Yeah.
Like you're hoping people are seeing you at the same time. From Phoenix, a pilot safely made an emergency landing on a Mesa freeway during a commuter rush hour traffic
on
Tuesday morning. I mean, and it shows him. I mean, they gave him a bunch of crap because he landed in the carpool lane and he was by himself.
Okay, guys.
He didn't have a passenger.
Come on.
But the Arizona Department of Transportation said the plane, which had taken off from nearby Falcon Field Airport, was landed, down, safe. Everybody's good. But you know, he's like, what is happening? I see my friends that are wanting to be pilots now, like training. I have a friend named Lucy Silvas, and she's the wife of John Osborne from Brothers Osborne, and she's now training to be a pilot. Wow. And she's as capable as anybody I know. But I only want to be up there with people who have like fought in war. I want to be up there with people who have like had to do dog fights. And that's it. To me, it just feels like if something goes wrong, I need you to be, you've already been through some crap.
Right.
To where new crap doesn't shake you.
I think it's cool she's wanting to learn how to fly,
Me
though.
Too. I love to watch it from afar.
Yeah.
It's like Dirks. Dirks is shooting comedy videos. Dirks Bentley with his daughter. His daughter's up kind of flying and he's acting like he's falling asleep up in the plane. It's on his Instagram. He's like, huh? And his daughter's like holding the wheel flying. And I'm funny. Like, I'm sure that's safe. But if I see that crap happening, I'm out.
You know, pilots are doing that on our Southwest flights.
They're falling asleep. Listen, there was a story about the pilots falling asleep and overshooting it by an hour. They just kept sleeping.
Oh, no.
Oh,
they had to turn around and come, like, that's commercial pilot. You have to remember, pilots, doctors, put it in whatever profession you think is well above.
Rocket scientists.
They're human beings,
just
too.
Like us. Mm-hmm.
They put on one leg at a time.
And they mess up, too. And that's what sucks. Well, my pilot have won a war. And my doctors never have to messed up.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Okay, I asked Mike why you called a psychic during the break. Because I was like, what's the bit? This was the originally going to be the bit. Mike D wanted Lunchbox to call a psychic, get a reading, not like it, and then call back and ask for a refund.
Oh, okay.
Like that was going to be the prank call.
Okay.
So that was originally the bit. But Lunchbox is all butt hurt today because of what she told you.
Oh man, like I don't know, I didn't ask for this information, but she just starts telling me stuff and then she tells me something and I'm like, no, like explain more about that.
So we use the company credit card. The original bit was to call and then call back and get a refund, but apparently it didn't go as Lunchbox planned in there. So this is about a minute and a half call.
Yep.
Okay, let's hear Lunchbox go through with the psychic and find out something he doesn't want to hear. Go ahead.
Hello, Crystal.
I'm going to do a reading for you. So are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pumped. Let's do it.
All right. So, I can tell by your voice that you have the energy of a guy that comes up kind of tough, but you really seem kind of sensitive.
Okay.
Does that seem true?
I would say I'm pretty tough.
Okay. All right. And also, too, I'm seeing that someone is trying to communicate with you, but it doesn't feel like it's a person. So does that sound maybe like maybe you've had a pet that's passed away recently or maybe in the last couple of years?
Yeah, a couple years ago I had a dog die.
Okay, well that makes sense. All right. Okay, so I do kind of know how much time you have left.
Like on the phone call?
No, how much time you have left.
Oh, like how much time do I have left?
Well, I would say don't make any plans for 2023 and spend lots of time with your wife and kids. And don't play the lottery, because you play the lottery, right, and you never win.
Yeah, I do play the lottery quite a bit, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and you don't win.
No, I do not win.
You should stop playing.
What do you mean? Like 2023, I should stop playing the lottery?
No, you should just spend a lot of time with your kids and wife.
Like, wait. Stuff. You're saying I'm going to die in 2023?
It's a possibility. And I actually have to go now because I have another client. So it was really good to meet you. And have a great day.
Bye.
Wow.
the psychic told Electric Boxy he was going to die in 2 years.
Yes, that's what she told me.
Can they do that?
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying, Eddie. Can they really do that? Can they tell you when they're going to die? Like, this lady's like, oh, you know, yeah, your time's up in 2023. Okay, have a good day. Like, no, no, no. How do you have a good day after
that's
that?
That's weird. That's weird. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah, that was hard. She was off, like, she delivered that, and then she's like, okay, I have to go.
But was there a little editing in that? Did you guys shorten that for time a little bit? Yeah, that final part?
That was like an 8-minute call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there was the whole warm-up.
You're going to die.
Yes.
Okay.
There was the warm-up process.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. But how do you tell me that? No, I'm not calling you to tell me when I'm going to die. Like, what in the world? So now all I can think about is I'm going to die in 2 years. It's over.
Did she say how?
No, she couldn't. That wasn't exactly clear. Just something happens. Oh,
okay,
really?
Here's what I say we do. Let's relax. Find another psychic to call that isn't Amy's cousin because she could be listening to the show. Or find another psychic to call and ask that question and see if those stories match.
They're the same.
If she goes, hey, you have another 20 years or so.
But no. But what if they tell me, oh, yeah, you got 2 years?
Well, then you got to get busy.
Get busy living,
yeah. You went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. You got to find a bull named Fu Manchu. You got to do that quick.
Seconds.
But that's what I would say, dude. Just to see, because probably this person's full of crap. Okay. Probably, right? I would think this person's full of crap. I would find another random psychic to call and see if the stories match. You don't tell them. Ask stuff like, hey, am I ever going to win the lottery? Hey, I got some kids. How are they going to do?
Like a second opinion.
Basically,
from a doctor.
You would, yeah.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow or maybe Monday or Tuesday, we'll get that second call on. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all good?
Right. Yeah.
Whew.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by good, but yeah.
It's crazy how much we have to pay for outdated, impersonal healthcare. And even crazier that we all just accept it. It's time to face facts. Healthcare is backwards. Luckily, there's Forward, a new approach to primary care that's surprisingly personal and refreshingly straightforward. Forward never makes you feel like just another patient. Backed by top-rated doctors and the latest tech, Forward gives you access to personalized care whenever you need it. Using in-depth genetic analysis and real-time blood work, Forward's top-rated doctors provide you with in-depth insights to better understand your genetics, mental, and physical health. They then create custom, easy-to-understand plans to help guide you to achieving long-term health. With Forward, you get unlimited in-person visits with your doctor and access to care anytime via the Forward app, all for one flat monthly fee. It's time to stop accepting backwards healthcare and start moving your health forward. Visit GoForward.com today to learn more. That's GoForward.com.
On the phone right now is Melinda in Colorado. Melinda, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing real good. What do you want to talk about?
I heard your stint about the Pokemon cards, and those are kind of, they've been known to be worth some, and of course they're just growing in value. But I have an original Furby still in its box.
And how much did you buy it for, and how much is it worth?
When we bought it, I think I was like 10, and my dad threw a fit about the $50 it cost. And he was like, there's no way. I'm not buying you one. But then when he thought about it, he goes, well, this is kind of the first of its kind. And I'm 10. I'm like, whatever. Are you going to buy it for me or not? Like, I don't care what you think of it. It's a toy. And he goes, but it's cool, and I've never seen anything like it. So if I buy you one, I will buy you a second one that you cannot take out of the box. My dad told me that straight up. I'm like, I don't care. I got one. Sure.
Okay.
It's crazy. I played with it until it died. And I just moved. And I was packing up all my stuff, and I found it still in its box, like mint condition, and I was curious. I Googled it real quick, and I found some going for $5,000 on eBay. That's like 100 times what my dad paid for it.
Wow.
So in the box, mint condition, they're going for $5,000?
Yeah, it's one of the tiger ones. I guess they matter which one it is, but it's the tiger one.
Are you going to sell it?
I don't know. I'm afraid that if I don't now, when it's worth more than I bought it for, or my dad did, that it's going to turn around and be like, oh, what was that? No one cares. I don't know. Do I hold on to it longer and it'll only get better?
Nope, I'd sell it right now. Boop, 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 boop. Sell it. That's what I would do. If you can get $4,000 or $5,000 for it, I would sell it right now today and then be like, hey, Pops, appreciate that. Is your dad still alive? Is he still around?
Oh, yeah, and I told about it. It's the biggest I told you so he's had for me for, like, the last 2 months. I hear about it all the time now.
Yeah, I would definitely sell it. And, you know, Mike D has all these Pokemon cards, and I was like, hey, let me buy in for half. And he was like, nope. And so we're going to get them valued. He wouldn't. A listener said, what about $1,000 for half? And Mike D said, no. He said he will not do it. But Mike D's having kind of a financial issue here with the IRS.
Yes.
Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So maybe you need a little money. What happened?
Well, I paid my taxes.
And you had to pay because a lot of your work's independent.
Yeah. So I had to pay. And then I got a second charge, and they charged me the exact same amount twice.
Was it the exact same charge? Like the IRS accidentally charged you the same thing?
They did. About 3 weeks after I paid it initially, another charge came through for the exact same amount.
So what do you do?
I called them. I was like, hey, I got charged twice. They looked it up. They're like, yeah, that was a mistake. Your money may come back in like the next month or so, but I've been checking every single week. Nothing yet.
And how much did you pay?
Over $1,000.
Well, it sounds like $1,000 would be good right about now. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. No?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We're waiting to see how much these things are worth with Mike D. Thank you, Melinda. Good luck with that. If you do decide to sell it, let us know how much it goes for, okay?
Okay, I will.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Phoenix, Arizona. A couple ran into a convenience store, left their truck running in the parking lot. Come out, truck is gone. They got to have their truck back. Hey, what should we do? Let's call the cops. They call the cops and say, hey, there's an 18-month-old kid in the back seat.
Oh, man.
So they search for hours.
There wasn't, right?
And there was no baby in the back seat. Oh. But they found the truck.
Hey, then they won.
They wanted it back quick.
Their plan worked.
And they got it.
So they got the truck back, but I'm assuming, then what happens to them?
Then they get arrested for filing a false police report.
Yeah, that whole, hey, there's a kid missing too, escalates it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it got the cops working fast, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't.
No, I know why they did it. Like, I'm not confused as why. But, man, you both, not one of them went, that's a bad decision, Mike. Like, don't do it, honey. Yeah, that stinks. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hope you guys have a great day. Amy, what's going on with you?
I think my in-laws leave today, so I'll be hanging out with them and then taking them to the airport. And then my daughter has, like, theater practice super late tonight because their play starts tomorrow. So they practice tonight till, like, 8 p.m.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm mentoring the final three, American Idol. Final episode's on Sunday, but today's the day I work with them.
Cool.
Make sure the songs are good so they have a couple days to still practice. So we'll be doing that, and that's it. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Jordan Davis will be on. Matt Ramsey from Old Dominion. He fell and punctured a lung, but he's still going to be talking with us. Tomorrow I'll be good. We'll see you guys then. Bye, everybody.
If you're a small business owner, growing your business is what it's all about. That is, if you have the space to do it. CubeSmart Self-Storage has the solution. With a variety of storage unit sizes, helpful online resources, and easy-to-access facilities, CubeSmart Self-Storage provides a self-storage experience that puts the focus on you, because you and your business matter most. And to help you grow, CubeSmart is offering up to 25% off your monthly rent. Say goodbye to crowded inventory and hello to your business success story with CubeSmart Self-Storage. Visit CubeSmart.com for more information.
So milestone achievements deserve to be recognized, you know, from high school graduations to wedding anniversaries. And Pandora Jewelry is the perfect gift for yourself or someone else. They've got charms, earrings, bracelets, necklaces, rings, and so much more. And they're made to celebrate and display confidence, loves, and passions of the people that wear them. So no matter what the occasion, effortless elegance is always a win. That's why you can't go wrong with a gift from Pandora. Celebrate every moment with versatile and easy-to-style jewelry. To view the full collection, visit Pandora.net.